Hey guys, welcome back to Off Topic with Caitlin
and Linnea, and today we're going to be talking about change and how God's plan is better even when we think what we have planned for our future is right. I know that sometimes as Christians and young adults, it's kind of hard to figure out what we're doing, and there can be a lot of change involved, and both Caitlin and I have a lot of change coming up in our life, so we just wanted to hit on that topic and just talk about what we've been going through. All right, guys, let's get Off Topic. Hey guys, so just what I said in the intro, we're going to be talking about change. This is something that both Caitlin and I have been experiencing a lot within the last couple weeks. I especially have been going through a lot of change, and I just wanted to talk about how I've seen God's hand in it and some of the things that I'm trying to do to grow in my understanding, but also discernment and what God wants for us. So something I wanted to talk about today is some of the things that God's been teaching me over the last couple weeks, and I would say even a month. One thing that the Lord has really put on my heart is when something happens, like I would say there's been an experience in my life within the last 2 weeks where there's just been a very big no put in my face from the Lord and a very big yes put in my face from the Lord as a new door and a new opportunity for me to walk through for my summer plans. And so that was like really hard for me because I was like, Lord, I have this plan for the summer. I'm going to be doing this. This is my plan. Like, I've got it all planned out. I've got my schedule planned with my boyfriend and things that we want to do. I've got it planned out with my family. And that all kind of changed within the last like month or so. And so that was really hard for me, and I was talking to Caitlin about it. We did a little debrief phone call before the episode today, but we were just talking, and I was just saying how, like, everything that I kind of had set in stone or set as, like, a schedule for what I wanted my summer to look like has, like, fully changed, like, flip upside down, and now I have no idea. I mean, I do know what I'm doing, but it's just, like, I had no idea that it would just be this.
You had more of an understanding of what you were going to do before, and now you're kind of, like,
Yeah, kind of, I don't know, and just, like, uncertainty about it. But one thing that my mom and I were talking about today is when it comes to things like this, and there's like a lot of change, or there's a lot of like, I don't know, just misunderstanding of what God's doing, is that it all comes up to control and what we can and can't control. And I was talking to her about it today. Today's just been like an emotional day for me. I was like crying to my mom about it. I was just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what like the plan is. She's like, you're trying to grasp at something that literally doesn't even have anything to grab at. And you're trying to take the control away from God when you're supposed to be following in obedience. And I was like, well, don't tell me that because that hurts my feelings. But it's like, it's the truth of...
Truth hurts.
It does. Truth hurts. And so I was just like, how am I supposed to like be okay with things like this when I want it to go my way and when I thought I had this plan? And there's just some Bible verses that I was looking up this morning when I was trying to figure out some of my notes for this. And so one of them is 2 Thessalonians 3:16. It says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. And I think that's something that I really have been trying to rely on, is that even though I might not understand what he's doing, that there's still peace involved because I have a heavenly father who does love me and who does care about me. And that's one thing that's been like really encouraging to me, is just trying to rely on like the peace and, I don't know, joy that the Holy Spirit can give me. But I just think like, when I was in my Bible, reading my Bible this morning and trying to have some quiet time, it's like the first time I've had like a really nice quiet morning. I spent like half an hour just reading the word and trying to understand what God wants me to say in this episode today. But I think we really have to trust in him and obey what he has in store for us, even though we might not understand what it is. And that's what my mom was talking to me about. She's like, just because you can't see it and you don't know what it is doesn't mean it's not going to be good for you. And I hate change. Like, I hate things not being in my control. Like, I kind of talked about that in the last episode of like what I've learned from being in a relationship, is like I tend to be more controlling and wanting what I want, and I want things to be my way, and like I just want to know what's happening. And so I don't know, just something that the Lord can remind me in, like, with his word and, like, through encouragement from friends, is that there is a peace knowing that God has a plan for me that I don't even understand right now, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, that goes into saying, like, you know, God sees everything and we don't. And I've said this so many times throughout episodes because I think it's so important for us to remember, but it's also so easy to forget that, like, we don't know everything going on. Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously, like, you don't know what this summer would have looked like if you would have gone down a different path. Mm-hmm. And, like, that could have been so bad for you. And, I mean, I was thinking about this the other day, and we were just talking about relationships in the last episode, but, like, I was thinking about, like, the fact, like, if it had worked out with other people, like, I had actually dated them and dated them for a long time or whatever, I'm like, that not working out was so hard for me in the moment, but it was also, when I thought about it, it was God saving me from something that I couldn't see. Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously, we can't see everything, and that's where, like, God comes in, and he protects us, and we have to, like, trust him. Right. And understand that he sees all things. He knows all things. He is the one who knows our hearts and what our desires are and what is good for us. And I think that's so important to remember. I mean, a very popular verse, Jeremiah 29:11.
I just looked that up.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. And I think that little part where it's like, plans not to harm you. And, like, mm-hmm. I think a lot of the time we tend to look at it as like, oh, God hates me, he's not giving me what I want type of thing. And we tend to think like, oh, it's so much more harmful. But in the moment, but in the long road, it's to give us hope in the future. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and at the end, it's going to be so much better for us than if, like, things would have worked out the way we wanted us to. And God's protecting us because he loves us and he cares for us and he wants us to have a blessed future and a joy-filled life. Mm-hmm. And he's not, I mean, Luke 1:45 says, blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think that's so important to remember. Like, we hear whatever God promises us and says to us and all these things, but, like, we don't believe them all the time. I think we tend to see what's on the surface and we believe what we see. I mean, it's kind of like, don't judge a book by its cover type of mm-hmm. thing. And we see what's on the surface. And if we like it, then we want that. And if we don't get that, then we're upset, but we don't see what's beneath it. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, all these hidden things that we don't get to see that God does.
Right.
And so, like, we have to trust that God sees what's underneath and God knows the truth and that there's something there that we can't see that's not supposed to happen for us. Right. And that God sees something else in a different way that's fruitful and mm-hmm. blesses us in the long run. And I think that's so important to remember. And, like, so Linnea's change is a little bit different than mine.
Yeah.
Like, my change is I'm moving out at the end of the summer. I'm 20 years old. I've lived in the same house my entire life. My parents bought this house since before I was born. And, like, I've gone to the same school with the same people mm-hmm. my entire life. And, like, now I'm moving out and I'm moving to Grand Rapids in a different city with a much larger population and yeah. a much different population. It's not a hometown feel like Montague is. Like, mm-hmm. it's not that small town where everybody knows everybody and, like, you always have somebody to call. It's different. It's larger. There's more opportunities, and I'm going to a different school. And, like, I mean, obviously this isn't right now, but, like, Linnea and I have talked about, like, within the next few years, like, we could be getting married. And, like, the thought of that, like, mm-hmm. As joyful as these changes are, it's also so hard because it's like I'm gaining something, but at the same time, I'm losing something. Mm. And so, like, I have to learn how to deal with that and, mm-hmm. like, understand that, like, things aren't going to be the same as they used to be. And, like, I have to learn how to adapt to that and understand that no matter what happens, even though this is my choice and what I'm doing, I have to trust God that, like, everything's gonna work out for the better.
Right.
And I like to think that I do because I look at this new opportunity as a new opportunity of, like, where I can get a new job that's better hours, better paying. Mm-hmm. And I get to, I mean, I was telling Leah how excited I actually am for my classes this fall semester because it actually has to do with my career. And as scary as it feels, it's also so joyful at the same time. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm also scared because I don't know what's going to happen. I'm scared of, I don't have friends in town, and I'm like, I'm excited to make new friends, but I'm scared too. But
it's
just
like, it's so much change within like such a small amount of time. Yeah, it's not like
just one thing. It's multiple different things all at the exact same time. And like, when you've lived basically the same life every single day for your whole entire life.
In a small town and everything. Yeah,
it's so, and you get that too. Well, I mean, you've lived somewhere else before, but like.
Yeah.
You live in a small town too, and like, you know a lot of people in the community where like, now I have to go and meet these new people and, mm-hmm. you know. Force myself to make friends and all that stuff.
Yeah, and it's just, like, you're stepping out of your comfort zone, and that's something, like, I don't know, like, growing up, I've been a pastor's kid my whole life, so I've been able to, like, be in different communities and, like, see what different churches are like, but now that I'm, like, an adult, like, I'm 21 years old, like, same as Caitlin, I've lived in the same, like, in my parents' house until now, and, like, I still am, and I'm, like, after my summer, I would love to be able to just, like, pack up and leave and move out and be, like, a big girl and figure out what I'm doing, but I also don't know what to do. And that's just been really hard for me, is, like, having that uncertainty. Something that, like, I continue to struggle with, and I feel like I've struggled with a lot more lately, is just fearing the future and fearing that, like, God's plan is going to be harder than my own plan, or like what I had planned, you know what I mean? Is just like, I had this idea of what I wanted, and now all of a sudden, like, this change has happened, and it's like, I know God is so good, and he's bringing things into my life for a reason, and there's new opportunities that are going to be so exciting. But also, like, right now it's just really hard because I'm not going to be able to be like with my friends as much, like the people that I would be with this summer, or even like spend time with my boyfriend as much. It's going to be kind of more of like what a real long distance relationship would look like with me and him. And something I wrote down, I said, even when we don't understand what God is doing, we can still have the joy of the Lord, knowing that he provides everything we need. And there's a verse in the Bible. It's Deuteronomy 31:8. It says, it is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. And that's like really near and dear to my heart right now. And that's kind of a verse I want to memorize, is that I don't need to fear the future, and I don't need to try to control what's not mine. You know, it's like,
yeah,
the Lord has given me this new opportunity to try something new and like step in a different direction of ministry and like where what I'm doing, like, I'm working at a new job right now, and I'm so excited, and, like, we're getting it opened up by, like, Sunday and Tuesday, and then I'll be able to work kind of more full-time, and, like, there's just been so much change that I've been, like, I feel like I've been on a roller coaster that's just doing loop-de-loops and twirls and
kind of, like, overwhelmed. Not necessarily, like, bad change in a way, but just, like, everything's changing, and you're, like, I think I understand where you're coming from, because like I'm stressing out about like making sure that like I have everything I need for class, understanding how like this college works as opposed to the other one. And then now I have to start paying rent to my sister when I move out and all that stuff. And, you know, getting a different job. And yeah, I've worked for the same person for the past almost 4 years.
Yeah, like since high school.
And I've known my manager since I was a little kid. I did the math, and I've known her for over half my life because my entire family has worked there. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm used to the people that work there, even though like it's not all, you know,
sunshine and rainbows. Yeah,
it's not all sunshine and rainbows, but like it's still like emotional because I'm like, it's change, and I don't know. I sometimes think that as joyous it can be to have something good, like you're looking at it, you still like have to grieve like your old life. And but like not staying in it. And that kind of like goes into the Bible verse, Ephesians 4:22, to take off your former way of life, the old self that is corrupted by deceitful desires. Obviously, like it's a little bit different because you're talking about like your old, who you used to be. And I think that also is like a good point to talk about, because like we're growing up, and it's not just,
we're not like our high school selves anymore. Of like, we're just doing summer jobs, and like, it's like we now have like the future and careers and things like that.
Well, and it's not just like the things in our life that is changing. It's just like who we are mm-hmm. is changing too. And like
yeah.
as easy as it can be to like give in and be the people that we used to be, it's we have to adapt to like becoming the better version of ourselves because we're growing up and both of us have been like so on about trying to become better versions of ourselves and yeah. like, you know, trying to adapt to that and being like I've, for me, it's been forgiveness. I've been reading a book on forgiveness and I've been trying to adapt to that and be a more yeah. forgiving person. And so like, I have to adapt to that change and not keep giving into my own ways. And I have to like let go of my quote unquote former life mm-hmm. and like to take on my new life and become this different person that God wants me to be. And
it's so much harder than it like seems sometimes. It's like,
yeah, you're like, oh, in my head, like, oh, that's such a good idea. I'm going to do that. And then you're like doing it.
Why
like,
did I try what? To do this? And like, Caitlin talking about like forgiveness, that's something like I've been trying to work on, but also like letting go of like resentment and bitterness is something that's been really
hard.
We've
both been struggling with that. Yeah.
And it's like, it's hard to just be like, okay, Lord, thanks for taking this out of my life or thanks for letting me experience this because now I'm heartbroken and I'm in so much pain and I'm frustrated and I'm angry at you. And I'm like, it's just like, ugh, like life has just kind of felt pretty bummy. And like, that's just being vulnerable and honest with you guys because sometimes, like, I feel like people can portray, like, my life is great, but, like, honestly, life isn't always great. And for me lately, it's been really hard. But something, like, I really want to try to work harder on is relying on God's, like, vision for my life and purpose and plan for my future because, like, in Jeremiah, it says, like, I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and he knows what we need.
So he's never going to give us something we don't need when we don't need it.
Right. It's like he's not – God, like, he knows what we need, and he knows what he's going to do for us, and, like, he already knows the plan, and we can't really steer off, like, the track he's trying to, like, lead us down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we can't – I mean, as much as we want to, like, speed things up or slow things down, like, as much as I wanted to leave Montague once I graduated high school, I didn't. Mm-hmm. And, like, that was hard for me, but I knew, like, in my heart that that's, like, what I was supposed to be doing and, like, I'm supposed to be staying here. And, I mean, all honesty, who knows what would have happened if I would have gone yeah. to a four-year college. Like, we grew really close that summer, and, mm-hmm. like, obviously, like, that – we wouldn't be here right now if it weren't for that. And yeah. then, like, you know, just, like, the thought of, like – how I would have gone differently about dating. Like, I would have never met Brennan, like, mm-hmm. this way if I hadn't stayed home. So, like, I think it's so hard in the moment. Mm-hmm. But that's when you have to remember, like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I just know that it's going to be good. And it's not going to be easy,
yeah.
but it's going to be good. And that kind of goes into another Bible verse that I have, 1 Peter 5:10, and after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. And I think that's so important to remember that, like, you have to go through that storm to see the rainbow.
Right. And I think that's, like, what you said about, like, you can't see it in the moment. That's something I wrote down. I said, we can't see in the moment why God is allowing so much change to happen. But when we look back, we'll see why he did it. And I feel like right now I'm in the season of, like, I kind of feel like my vision is blurred and I'm kind of just walking in fog without any idea of where I'm going.
That was me driving to work this morning. That's actually funny.
That's funny. But, like, I just kind of feel like I'm blindly walking, but I want to trust God. And I really, truly believe that he has a plan to prosper me, and regardless of how I feel, like, yes, it's like, I was talking to Caitlin, she's like, I understand, like, that has to be hard to go through this big change all of a sudden, like, it's been building up, and then you finally decided, like, okay, Lord, I'm gonna say no to this.
Yeah, it's not like you knew something was gonna change in the moment, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, overnight. Now it's changed, and so now it's like, the Lord is so faithful to me, and he's been just so abundant in his grace.
Especially, and, like, he's given you that time from then and now to, like, prepare for it. It wasn't, mm-hmm. like, the week before and then yeah. bam, you yeah. know? Like, he's given you that time to, like, to prepare feel these emotions heart, yeah. like you are right now and stuff like that so that you can feel that now as opposed to when you're at camp. Mm-hmm. And, like, that way you can be the best version of yourself for those kids. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think that just goes into God's timing. And I think that's so, like, cool to think about. Like,
right.
I mean, like, if you didn't have time to deal with it,
how would my summer have gone, you know? And I think, like, one verse that I've always loved is Matthew 6. It talks about, like, do not worry. It's Matthew 6, 25. It says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? I just think, and then in 27 it says, can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Like, God's just kind of being, like, sarcastic there. Like, are you guys really going to add any profit to your life by crying about it and by worrying about your problems?
If anything, it takes away from.
Right. It's just, like, it's so exhausting worrying and, like, fearing. And that's
something,
like. And
it doesn't change anything. Like, no. The amount of times, like, you worry, like, in my friendships, in school, in dating, like, any time that I was worried about something happening, when it did happen, when or if it did happen, it didn't go how I planned it, and I still felt like crap after it happened. Like,
yeah.
Like, I think sometimes we think, like, oh, I'll just feel the pain now so that when it does happen, right, I'll be A-okay and be living the high life. But, like, that's not true. Like, I feel like we think that we can control our emotions in a way, and sometimes we can, but, like, in reality, we really can't, and when we try, it's a mess.
Yeah, and I feel like it's also harder as girls. It's because we're just a lot more emotional, like, emotionally connected. And it's just harder sometimes to just be a girl and, like, try to figure out stuff. But I just, like, I think as a Christian, one thing that I've really seen is, like, throughout my whole testimonies, like, God has been faithful through every moment. Like, when I graduated high school, I had no idea what I wanted to do in college. And I was like, I don't want to go to college. I want to drop out. And I almost did. But then there was, like, a cyber, like, shutdown because, a, like, huge storm happened out at the college. Everything, like, was disconnected. I was like, okay, Lord, I'm not going to drop out just yet. I didn't end up dropping out of school. I just didn't continue. Which is technically dropping out, but it sounds better. I took a break, and I might go back in the fall. We'll see. Whatever the Lord wills. But he's just, like, been so faithful through, like, different moments of my life of, like, when Caitlin and I met at summer camp. Like, Caitlin and I would not be here on this podcast, and we wouldn't have such, like, a foundational, like, friendship. And, like, I consider Caitlin, like, one of my sisters because we've just gotten so close. And it's just been such a blessing. But there's so many moments, like, looking back on my life where I'm like, okay, Lord, I see that I didn't know what was going to happen in that moment in time, but you provided this person for me. Or you provided,
well, and, like, the crazy thing is, like, it's all about timing because, like, mm-hmm. we had to meet at that point in time, but our friendship, like, we weren't close until, like, after was it my, like, senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm. And, like, we just, like, we reconnected, and then Caitlin and I just started, like, spending, what was it? We did, like, a girl's day a month, and we would always get together, and that's,
we, like, would meet at Green Isaac's and, like, have coffee and talk about life and just, like, have a little debrief.
And that was just, like, that's where, like, God gave me, even though I didn't see it at the time, like, Caitlin was the friend that I needed. And, like, that's so beautiful, and, like, God's timing and stuff. Like, we talked about this in the last episode, too, about relationship is, like, I was finally ready, and I let go of, like, Lord, I'm not doing this whole camp dating game. I don't like it. I don't want it. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, boom. Oh, hey, here's this guy named Nathaniel, which is so funny because that's the same name as my brother's name. I saw him on, like, the counselor's list, and I was like, Nathaniel, that's my brother's name. Really funny. And then, like, we just hit it off, and we got really close, and we built a beautiful friendship, and now we've been dating for almost 10 months. But I feel like I wouldn't have been ready for that if I didn't spend the last 20 years of my life being single, which is kind of crazy to say now, but because in high school I was like, I just want a boyfriend. Caitlin and Zoe are going on dates and they have boyfriends and all this stuff. Like, I saw all my friends just being in relationships, but I feel like throughout that time God has been preparing my heart for this relationship that I'm in now because he knew I wasn't ready for one.
But also, like, understanding that he's protecting you from those relationships right. that you could have gotten in. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think there were probably times where, like, I knew I probably shouldn't be talking to this person mm-hmm. or putting as much effort as I did into that. And it just ended up hurting me way more in the end if I just would have let it go. But at the same time, God took me not doing exactly what he wanted me to do mm-hmm. and, like, made it for the better because I wouldn't be the person I am today.
Right.
And I wouldn't be as ready for the relationship that I am in now. Like, mm-hmm. If Brennan would have been my first boyfriend, like, I wouldn't know all these things that I know now.
Yeah.
And, like, I could have been way worse of a girlfriend. Not saying I was like a bad girlfriend or anything, but like, you know what I mean?
Like, you've grown up and you've matured a lot.
Yeah, I'm so much more mature, and he's a very mature person. So it's like, you know, if I hadn't been ready for that, then this would have never worked out and things would have never gone the way that they did. And like, luckily they went the way that they went, and now I'm here, and I couldn't be more grateful for that. Mm-hmm. And I will never not be in awe of, like, looking back at something and being like, that was such a blessing. And it's crazy to me how, like, God protected me from that. And, like, mm-hmm. we have to remember, like, look at those moments. When you're in a tough situation and you're like, this is so difficult, like, it's never going to get better, like, I don't want to do this. But then you have to look back at, like, the stuff that God has done in the past and be like, he's done that time and time and time again, and he has never failed me, never once. Like, mm-hmm. looking back, like, legitimately, none of these things that have happened to me have ever been God failing me. Mm. Even though it, like, felt like that in the moment, like,
right.
we feel like God is against us, but in reality, God is always for us. And as time goes on, we see that. And I think that's so important to remember, because when we forget that, we just sit there and we wallow, or we drag things along when we're not supposed to, because mm-hmm. we don't want things to change.
Right.
And I think that we have to let God's will, you know, take, we have to let God's will happen. Mm-hmm. And when we try to make it our own, we tend to color outside the lines yeah. and, you know, do things that, like, we're not supposed to be doing. And not saying, like, life is, like, a straight shot or anything like that, but, like,
there's definitely, like, a line that you should be, like, trying to follow when it comes to, like, mm-hmm. what God's goodness is for you
yeah,
and what
yeah.
he has in store. Because it's easy to be, like, you know, this door that the Lord has opened for me to work in, like, camp ministry, like, I could have been, like, no, I don't want to do that. And that would have changed, like, everything about my summer, and, like, a lot has changed about my summer. But I just found this verse. I was reading through Psalms this morning, too, and in Psalms 31:19, it says, "How abundant are the good things that you have stored up for those who fear you, that you bestow in the sight of all on those who take refuge in you." And I think that's such a beautiful thing to think about, is, like, I can take refuge in the Lord, and he's gonna give me abundance of what I need. Like, he has so much in store for me, and he has such a beautiful future for my life, that regardless of, like, what I've been going through in this new change and, like, kind of fear of the future, I know that God has, like, so much love and so much, I don't know, like, purpose in what he's doing. And regardless of if I can see it or not right now, like, what I said earlier is, like, it's so easy to look back on my life and say, wow, God, you are so faithful here. Thank you for this. Thank you for this hardship. Like, there's so many things where it's like, I've had friends in my life that were so important. I'm like, we're going to be best friends forever. Like, you know what I mean? And then there's times where it's like, oh, like, it's okay to walk on and go into new stages of life. So I just say, like, to the person who's kind of like, if you're feeling similar to this, just know that, like, God has a purpose and a plan for you, regardless if you can see it or not. And, like, he's so aware of our emotions and our feelings about it, that I don't think, like, I know that the Lord will provide what we need in the moment. And he's going to provide people, like, I have Caitlin, who I can just talk to, and she will listen and encourage me spiritually. And then I also have my parents, and I have my family, and I have a relationship with somebody who can also encourage me spiritually. So the Lord knows the people that you need, and he's going to give you that blessing of, like, surrounding you with good people. But I just think, like, it's very easy to get caught up in the moment of, I don't know what I'm doing. And that's kind of where I am right now. And I'm just, like, really trying to just trust in the Lord. And it is hard. It's not always going to be easy to just say, okay, God, I trust you, whatever. I'll see this person when I see them. I'll see these friends when I see them, you know. But with that is, like, maybe I need to go through this new season to become a better person someday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, to, like, learn things that you wouldn't if you didn't go through that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and kind of just wrapping this up, I just, like, hope that you guys remember that, like, when you're going through a hard season, like, look back and see what God has done for you before. Mm-hmm. Look at what he's done for other people. He's not going to do the exact same thing every single time, but remember, he's never failed you before, and he's not going to now. But not only that, like, think of it this way, like, the things that you've gone through, yes, it sucks that you've gone through them, but, like, it's a testimony to other people. Mm-hmm. And they get to look at that and be like, and see that. And it gives them hope because they've seen what God has done in your life. And so, like, I think so often we tend to think that the change and the negative things in our life are just that, are just negative. Mm-hmm. But we wouldn't be where we are without them. And, like, that journey is, like I said, a testimony. And it shows other people the goodness of God.
Right.
And so, like, as much as life can suck sometimes, like, we have to remember, like, what we go through and where we go, it shows God's goodness.
Right, and it's all for a purpose. And, like, even as you say that, I was thinking about, like, how I've listened back to some of our older episodes. I'm like, man, I was really going through it, but I am, like, thriving now. It's, like, so funny. Like, I was just thinking about that. There's, like, it's such, like, a roller coaster of, like, ups and downs and whoop-de-loops and all these things. But, like, the Lord is so faithful in what he does for us. So just be encouraged knowing that God has a plan and a purpose for you. And I hope that, you know, if you're feeling this way, that you can relate to this and what we're seeing can be encouraging. I'm excited that, like, I'm thinking about it now, like, being able to listen back on this episode and see, like, after this summer, what the Lord has done in both of our lives. But thanks for listening to our episode today. And we'll catch you next time.
Bye. Bye.